FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A Durban businessman will appear in court soon after he was arrested for being in possession of stolen copper cables. Detectives investigating essential infrastructure crime swooped on his property in Bothers Hill yesterday following a tip-off. KZN SAPS spokesperson Jay Nyker says police found workers stripping copper cables in a container at the back of the building. He says the suspect failed to provide evidence of where the cables were purchased.
A 43-year-old man was detained at the Hillcrest Police Station for being in possession of suspected stolen property. The copper cable, valued at approximately $700,000, was seized by detectives for further investigation.
Guatuguza ratepayers are calling on the municipality and its workers to reach a deal to end an ongoing strike. Hundreds of workers affiliated with SAMWU downed tools this week, disrupting refuse removal and street cleaning services. The group marched to the municipal offices in Balito over unpaid overtime, job grading disputes and delayed evaluations. Brian Pottinger is from the Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association.
So there's been a major disruption of traffic. There's also been, and the reports we have, that there's been damage to property. And there's also been a substantial amount of littering. Litter taken and actually thrown onto the streets. And while the local bodies attempt to clean up that litter, it gets thrown back again. So it's been an inconvenience to local residents in terms of business activity, in terms of emergency vehicle movements. It's been a major damage to all of us.
To the Eastern Cape, the Provincial Cocktail Department will today conduct an oversight visit to flood-affected areas in and around Mthatha. At least 102 bodies have been recovered across various districts following the disaster last month. Provincial Government spokesperson Kuselo Aranki says OR Tambo remains the hardest hit with 78 fatalities.
The MEC's program will include a briefing session with local disaster management teams, site visits to community care centers and affected settlements, engagements with displaced families, as well as monitoring of relief distribution and service restoration efforts.
Further afield, around 90% of packaged food and drinks sold in Kenya may require health warning labels under new government rules. A report by the Access to Nutrition Initiative says the draft regulations will target products high in salt, sugar, or saturated fats. The initiative warns that Kenya is at a health tipping point, with obesity rising and processed food sales up 16% since 2018. And finally, Elon Musk's new attack on what he calls Donald Trump's insane spending bill, which the US Senate has now passed, appears to have hit the share price of Tesla. Musk's latest outburst and Trump's reaction to it reignited the tit-for-tat insults between the former close allies. It hasn't gone unnoticed by investors, with Tesla's share value tumbling more than 5%. The top story this hour, a Durban businessman will appear in court soon after he was arrested for being in possession of stolen copper cables worth 700,000 rand. Police swooped on his property in Bothers Hill yesterday. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.